Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Keene steals second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatfield. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Hatfield steals second. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatfield moves to third. Del Singh moves to second. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatfield tags and scores. Del Singh tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Carrasquel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Rivera moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Garver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver bunts towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delsing. The throw from Batts and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bilardi moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatfield bunts and there's an error on the play. Keene scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. Delsing scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bilardi hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards first. Kell scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Keene bunts towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Cavaretta moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bilardi hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marsh moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Bob Miller now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Marsh scores. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. It's 8-6, Tigers. Frank House now catching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-7, Tigers. Ray Herbert now pitching. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Phil Cavaretta. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Jack Harshman now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Fred Hatfield. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Jim Delsing. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive to right center field. The ball gets by Groth. Rivera fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Niemann moves to second. Frank Bowling pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Frank Bowling now playing second base. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Wayne Bilardi. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Jack Harshman. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Aber now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. George Zivarink now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.